I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A showdown in the Texas House was locked into place Tuesday after the chamber voted overwhelmingly to send law enforcement after Democrats who left for Washington, D.C. a day earlier in protest of GOP priority elections legislation. The impact of the House move is unclear, since Texas law enforcement lacks jurisdiction in the nation's capital. More than 50 House Democrats left Monday to deny the chamber a quorum as it takes up voting restrictions and other Republican priorities in a special session. The agenda set by Governor Greg Abbott includes House Bill 3 and Senate Bill 1, the election legislation at hand that would make a number of changes to Texas's voting system, such as banning drive-through and 24-hour voting options and further restricting the state's voting by mail rules. Over the weekend, both House and Senate committees advanced the election bills. On Tuesday, the Senate approved its voting bill, even though the House was left in chaos thanks to Democrats' dramatic departure. Meeting shortly after 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the House quickly established that it lacked the two-thirds quorum required to do business, with only 80 of 150 members participating in a test vote. Then, Representative Will Metcalf, a Conroe Republican, moved to issue what is known as a call of the House to try to regain quorum. That motion passed. Metcalf offered another motion, asking that the Sergeant of Arms, or officers appointed by him, send for all absentees under warrant of arrest if necessary, effectively making the missing Democrats legislative fugitives. That motion also passed. Earlier Tuesday, Abbott said in a radio interview that any Democrats who fled the state should lose their committee leadership posts. Meanwhile, House Democrats held a news conference Tuesday morning in D.C., reiterating their intention to stay outside of the state through the end of the special session. Texas Democratic lawmakers made the rounds again on Capitol Hill on Tuesday in their bid to push Congress toward passing new federal voting legislation. In the morning, the Texans took part in a news conference on the Capitol grounds. Later in the day, they met with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. At the end of the day, Vice President Kamala Harris traveled nearby to Capitol Hill to meet with the group. Harris said, "I know what you have done comes with great sacrifice, both personal and political. Defending the right of American people to vote is as American as apple pie. The legislation Democrats are trying to block would regulate early voting hours to preempt the expanded early voting offered in Harris County, which pioneered 24 hours of uninterrupted voting at a few polling places for one day. The Texas bills would also ban the sort of drive-through voting offered by Harris County last year by requiring voting to occur inside a building." 2 months after Governor Greg Abbott signed a law banning abortions as early as 6 weeks, more than 20 abortion providers responded with a lawsuit against top Texas officials aimed at stopping one of the country's strictest abortion measures to date. Known as the Heartbeat Bill, Senate Bill 8 was heavily criticized because it limits abortion to 2 weeks after a missed menstrual cycle, a time when some women don't yet know they're pregnant. It aims to ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat has been detected, which is considered a misnomer as a fetus doesn't possess a heart at 6 weeks of gestation. A controversial provision of the law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and others who help someone get an abortion after 6 weeks. Republican legislators removed responsibility for enforcement from state officials. Instead, the law allows any Texan to sue providers they think are not complying with state abortion laws. Citizens who file such suits would not need to have a connection to an abortion provider or a person seeking an abortion or even reside in Texas. Legal experts say this provision could produce endless lawsuits, leave abortion clinics vulnerable to harassment and possible closure, intimidate pregnant women, and leave them with fewer avenues of help. The law is set to take effect on September 1st. During the regular legislative session, nearly all Republican lawmakers signed on to Senate Bill 8 as authors or sponsors of the measure. Don't forget to join us for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place online and in Austin from September 20th through the 25th. Buy tickets today to see speakers like Kara Swisher, contributing opinion writer at the New York Times and editor-at-large at Recode; Andy Roddick, retired world number one tennis player and founder and chair of the Andy Roddick Foundation; U.S. Representative Sylvia Garcia; and many others. Find details and information at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Raise Your Hand Texas. Listen to the new Raise Your Hand Texas podcast, Intersect Ed, where the stories of education policy and practice meet. Visit RaiseYourHandTexas.org/podcast.